Let's talk about
headache. Fatal headache. Common side effects include heart failure, persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, lymphoma, nervous system, and blood disorders.
Envision your possibilities.
From PR News in Washington, I'm accused of killing Congolese militia peacekeepers from Bangladesh who murdered the French serial murderer nearly 2 months ago near the border with Uganda to determine if there is any possible PR News in Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, please leave your seats adjusted. We are having operating difficulties, which has necessitated a delay in the beginning of our Sunday movie.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. Especially in time of emergency. And follow instructions by
Ivan Stang.
You may receive warning of an attack by outdoor warning systems or by radio or television, or even by word of mouth. Unless local officials have instructed you otherwise, go immediately to a
Moab, my friend, you're in the desert.
Then tune your radio to any local station that is broadcasting
the Soul Genius
and listen for official information. Follow whatever instructions are given. Depend on radio, as the government will be broadcasting. Let me repeat, in time of emergency, for official government information and civil defense instructions, tune your radio to any local station that is broadcasting.
The Soul Genius Hour.
Yes, dear friends.
Oh, yes.
Friends.
Yes, dear friends.
Oh, yes.
Yes, my friends.
Dear friends of the,
Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
That official information was brought to you by Reverend Chain Smirker in Australia. But this forthcoming official information, which may contradict other official information, is from Mr. Sister.
Technology, system, profit.
The Soul Genius Hour of...
For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear.
Now speaking for the management.
We are conscious of our responsibility and obligation to provide programs which will be enjoyable, entertaining, and tasteful. With full awareness of this controversial nature of this, particularly because of its classification, we subjected it to careful editing to eliminate elements which we might consider in questionable taste. It was reviewed by an experienced program editor. It is well within the restrictions of the code to which we subscribe, which is even more restrictive and stringent in many areas than the industry code. We are sensitive to the concerns which prompted your letter and assure you that this network will continue to adhere to the high standards we have maintained throughout the years. Thank you. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to
the Church of the Subgenius.
Praise Bob, but I'm afraid the landing gear is stuck. That official information was from Reverend Self Slayer. And this is Hour of Slack number 985. For this show, besides the latest Lemurian leavings, we have resurrected the ancient, crumbling, subgenius media barrage tape number 3 called Sex, Sickness, and Slack from the year of 1981, newly remastered for CD. And friends, going through this material from 25 years ago, when Philo and yours truly were babies and you weren't even born, my God, it has caused to erupt forth some long-buried memories.
Memory is a beautiful thing if we control what we remember. Now, our mind has a tendency to remember the bad and forget the good. But all we could remember the time, bring to your remembrance things that brought joy to your soul.
Wow, look at her tits. They are enormous. How can they... Hello? Hello? How can they be showing so much tit without showing any nipple at all?
Bob? Bob? Bob?
Be all that you can be, 'cause we need you.
Coming in just a few moments, we will be speaking with Reverend Ivan Stang and the Dr. Philo Drummond with the Church of the Subgenius. Just to give you a hint of what this is all about, I'm going to give you a little bit of a tease about the church.
We're living in terrible, perilous, chaotic times.
How has your life changed since Dobbs came into your life?
That the exits are a reality, and that my life is geared towards their arrival.
I redefined my own space and was able to center my being.
When I first heard Bob on the radio, he said that he could heal, and told me to put my hand on the radio so the Bob energy could come out through the airwaves.
The only cult they want to talk about is the Subgenius Foundation, the Church of the Subgenius, and the only reason they talk about it is for the money.
Well, I'm afraid of God.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people out there just like you. I tell you what, if you would, put your hands on the radio right now.
Put your hands on the radio.
Hello.
Because we launch rockets.
Now you can take your eye and turn it up.
You'd think everyone would like that.
Cash-free dollars.
Cash back.
With a specially shaped treat that cleans dogs.
Families love harassment now.
This Tuesday.
New. He calmed the dead.
Love is setting rules to help them keep marijuana.
And if you plan to get saved, you'd better do it now. There will be a day not in the too far distant future in which Antichrist will be revealed and the mark of the beast will be introduced.
Humanity, why do you bug us? Oh, massive bring down. The world is a bongo drum, and we are merely the oubleo de squeedo de de dweedy.
I mean, really different. Edgar is much more advanced.
Aren't you, you little Einstein, you?
From PR News in Washington, I'm Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan said. Greenspan called for more PR News in Washington, he said.
Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan says he told a Senate panel Greenspan is subdued. Greenspan says Greenspan continues to expand at a reasonably good pace. But he did not say by how much. Investigators want to know more about Greenspan in Washington.
From reading some of your literature, which you so helpfully brought up, you know, a wheelbarrow full this evening into the studio. By the church, by your belief, Slack is something that when you join the church, you can do anything you want because it's within your Slack. If anybody inhibits you, they are hampering your religion and violating your constitutional rights.
That's exactly right.
That's right. We're hoping somebody will take this to court sooner or later for us.
Mockery of everything that's decent and wholesome. And I challenge you to point out national talk shows that do not belittle sexual fidelity, purity, that they do not belittle the marriage union and the family lifestyle, that they don't literally flaunt illicit lifestyles. Mm-hmm. I mean, I challenge you to show me a talk show that doesn't make light of God.
The Subgenius Foundation, the Reverend Ivan Stang and Dr. Philo Drummond, and they are, as we mentioned before, the dual heads of the Subgenius Foundation.
You don't know about the school book depositories. Watch out, probably. Because I'm number 6,742 to witness it. And they're coming after me. So,
godly
agreed.
Morals. They
agreed.
Laugh at us.
I agree.
They make a mockery of us. Now, we don't have to watch it. We can turn it off.
Who will pay to clean up the contaminated land?
Call us and talk about what you'd wish. Go ahead.
I might point out that a lot of people worry about the one world government that the conspiracy is trying to get across on us, and we suspect that the only thing that can fight a one world government is going to be a one world religion. And, of course, that's what the Church of the Subgenius is here for.
When he says, you shall have tribulation 10 days, he means you're going to have a maximum of trouble. And that's just the way things are. The church is not at home in the world.
Oh. I know I'm drunk now. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is...
Mr. Dovalina, Mr. Bob Dovalina. 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 Mr. Dovalina, Mr. Bob Dovalina.
Mr. Dovalina, Mr. Bob Dovalina. Mr. Bob Dovalina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted you used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies. But DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP has thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Dovalina.
Mr. Dovalina, Mr. Bob Dovalina. Mr. Dovalina, Mr. Bob Dovalina. Mr. Dovalina, Mr. Bob Dovalina. Mr. Dovalina, Mr. Bob Dovalina.
You thought you could fool me. Ooh, Mr. Dovalina. Teach wizard put me on a stump and then he schooled me. Friends could be fraudulent, just you wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Dovalina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima, with jeans and a dirty white hoodie.
seems like he wouldn't be a snake, or would he? Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes. They all catch the vapes, even though last year there was GQ. Took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded they were bomb, eh? Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules. The way you're on my dick must really hurt your knees. You need to take heed and quit being such a groupie. Ever since I did a little show in Guadalupe, I never saw a groupie like you. But what is funny is you wanted to be down with my crew. But DEL is not down with any clowns of justice, so I would suggest that you try to impress Uncle Fester, Dabalina. Because you don't impress me, Dabalina. The style of dress is not the key, Dabalina. It's all in the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
That was Del the Funky Homo Sapien. And before that, we heard Glass Madness singing and James Robison preaching and me and Philo on George Jamark's old show in Dallas and Mr. Opinion's show and George Nolan's show on KFJC from 1980 from Media Barrage number 3 and some old Devo there. Let's return to that worthy archive of treasured Subgenius classics, interspersed this time with new PR news from Lemur. But first, would you like to hear about something exciting?
Exactly, I want to hear about it. What is it?
Sex.
I don't want to hear about it.
But leaders say that one of the next big pushes is child sex.
Yes. Oh, it's already
child on. Sex.
No. No, don't touch me. Don't think I'm not going to tell him about men. What terrible things men do. When he grows up, he's not going to manhandle any poor little girl.
And do you know that I have not been in a city for the last probably 5 or 6 years where I've not had to deal with children who this has been their fair since they were little children? And...
Dirty, 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 dirty. Dirty little girl, dirty little boy. I, your mother, want to scrub, scrub, scrub to your clean, 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 clean. Oh, get that filthy animal out of here. I'm tired. He cried all day long. You don't have to take care of him.
Please.
I take care of him. If you made more money, if you made a decent living, he should have his own room. He should have a nurse. We should have a maid.
Say there's so much depression. Can't keep track of it no more.
Do you know even the leading, many of the pornographers, these girls that make these films and prostitutes tell of child molestation when they were little girls? Someone sent me an article where Candy Barr, the famous stripper right here in Dallas that made the first pornographic film, that Candy Barr, a beautiful girl, and she indicated and had recorded somewhere, I don't remember where they sent the clipping from, but she said she was molested when she was 3 years old by one of her relatives, and this is how she learned this thing of sex when she was a tiny little girl. and grew up this way. And that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And well, it's happening. Mm-hmm. It is happening. It's a sick world. It's more than that. It's a sinful world. We have turned our back on God.
Jenna takes her clothes off in succession while her husband rides a bumper in the president's procession. Sees him on the screen as she looks up from giving head. Well, has had enough of that. A lover throws her on the bed. To teach her she's alive and so will you stay.
This is PR News. A Massachusetts judge is asking UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to strip in the courtroom.
Stripping in the months ahead.
The Senate has approved raping a child on a vote of 98 to nothing.
The victim smiled and hugged handcuffs and shackles.
Some Democrats raised questions about PR's reports. The State Department has denounced civil liberties and did nothing to stop PR News.
I support gay rights. I think that those nasty, stupid fags are in a shower stall. I would say that we have had a lot of those. Young and nasty and stupid.
Now, this is a crooked and perverse nation. We have millions and multiplied millions of crooked politicians. God put a death penalty upon adultery. When we see millions and multiplied of millions of people spending hours and hours before the television learning how to crack safes, rob banks, kill policemen, and get divorces and break up homes, all these soap operas, hour after hour, warps people's mind.
Full ahead. All decks, condition red.
Wednesday is ladies' night. Unescorted ladies admitted free. Their drinks, 25 cents and 50 cents.
A shy little girl, leaving all that she knew behind her.
What good is it going to do to kill me, man?
Hour after hour, warps people's mind. That shows that they're crooked. That shows they're perverse. That shows that they're stupid. That shows they got warped minds. That's what people's minds runs on, and that the morals are breaking down, and that's the way it did in the Roman Empire. Right before the Roman Empire fell, their morals broken down.
Stripes on your shoulder, stripes on your back and on your hand. Stripes on your shoulder, stripes on your back and on your hand. Swords piercing your side, blood and water flowing through the land.
Have a little fun this week. Enjoy free refreshments, free gifts.
It's a pretty strong church we find, and
we need a new little brother, huh?
Something else about it. In an effort to get people to stop smoking marijuana in this country, the government is thinking about putting a sales tax on rolling paper. Yeah, hiss. You're right, yeah.
So, and for school, yet we fall short when it comes to taking care of our own.
I'm looking for one to value. I'm looking for one to value, but nothing comes my way.
Organization formed to oppose moral majority.
Howard, is this off?
Of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
And to accept homosexuals as teachers in our Christian school. Our church happens to believe that homosexuality is a sin.
Bulldoggers, cum drinkers, and fart sniffers were there.
All right.
Speaking of whores that were there, there were bulldogging bitches from everywhere. Over in the corner sat St. Louis Casey. Okay. This bitch fucked 100 bulldoggers and drove every one of them stone crazy. In the other corner sat Sue from Winnipeg. This bitch had a dick longer than a table leg.
And stop trying to force immorality into the law, which makes people accept immorality.
That's when I was in college, because I simply wasn't a praiser of God, a chosen person, a Jew.
Our television programs laugh at homosexuality. Hey, they laugh at immorality. They laugh at ungodliness. They make a mockery of the holy word of God. And God says, when you change my truth into a lie, I'll give you up to vile affections.
There was another whore I didn't recognize. My dick was so long, the bitch needed circumcised.
You talk about homosexuals come out of the closet. Did you ever dream the day would come in American history when grown men would stand up and possess to be making physical love to each other on national television and flex their muscles and say, don't tell me that I'm a sissy, I'm a he-man, but I'm in love with that man right there and I'm married.
Larry the faggot was bleeding from the ass because this motherfucker backed up on a dick a little too fast.
For those of you who are passionate bird lovers, thank you. I'm sure this song will have a lot of appeal. Whenever I've sung it, it has brought forth scores of letters from woodpeckers all over the country. I stuck my finger in a woodpecker's hole, and the woodpecker said, God bless my soul, what a very odd thing to do. What a very odd thing to do. Though I know you're merrier than old King Cole, you should exercise a little self-control. And to stick your finger in a woodpecker's hole is a very odd thing to do. Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do. What a very odd thing to do.
Reading about where a lot of churches, even in Pentecost, have accepted homosexuality. Ain't that the truth? And claiming to have the Holy Ghost. Well, that's deception. Ain't a bigger abomination in the world than women wearing men's clothes and men wearing women's clothes and people being perverse. That's the two of the greatest sins in the world is idolatry, witchcraft, homosexuality, and men and women wearing the clothes of the opposite sex. It's abomination. And whosoever do it is abomination.
And there's more people today, their minds are perverted, their life is perverted, and they've been given over to a reprobate mind. So many people today, even people that aren't homosexual, their minds are perverted. It's filled with filth, and it's filled with all the ungodliness and wickedness that comes from the pit of hell. And you see it on television, you see it in the movie houses, and you see it on the market stand.
Hey, and how about pornography? Shucks, all you have to do is look around you. Female body parts are available just about anywhere. Or pick up some picture books with a free orifice included. Miracles of engineering, yours for the plucking.
If you don't mind the smell of vinyl.
From Media Barrage 3. And before that, friends, The Woodpecker's Hole. That marvelous song was by Patty Roberts. From the album Songs for Gay Dogs. Yes, that's the title of it. That was submitted to All Binary Slack by Reverend Polar Bear. And now, some recordings from last year's Winter Star Symposium. Not last month's, but last year's.
But, we don't add to the word of Bob, but we are always trying to find better ways to say it. You know, better PR. Just because a statement is correct doesn't mean that it's a smart thing to say. That having been said, I'm going to keep going anyway. And tell you all, friends, that despite what you may have heard, Bob is coming. Bob, J.R. Bob Dobbs, that man represented there by that graven image, is coming. Now, when you've heard that Jesus is coming, and he never does, but what they mean by that is Jesus is on his way here from somewhere else, and he's about to arrive. When we say Bob is coming, we don't mean he's on his way here. We mean literally, Bob is coming. When you have an orgasm or whatever, that's Bob! Bob is coming. It's that simple, okay? It's not so complicated. So you may know Bob better than you think. Now, we've also, another thing we've said is that you can be alone with Bob. Praise Bob. That is his greatest gift to us, is that we don't have to have this asshole preacher guru guy, you know, breathing down our necks. The other thing I meant to just it for some of guys, boys, it's not queer if it's Bob. I have to remind myself of that a lot. But yeah, Bob plays in mysterious ways. Now,
Now, Mama's on the bottom and Papa's on the top. Baby's in the crib, hollering for her to her pop job. Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey,
bubbery
bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Yes, my baby knows. Now, sea is sea and land is land. Can't get my boogie, I can get it by hand. Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery
bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Yes, my baby knows. Now I boogied in the kitchen and I boogied in the hall. Boogied in my hand and I slung it on the wall. Shout, hey, bubbery bob.
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 Yes, my baby knows. Now a nickel for some butter, nickel for some lard. Put it on my boogie till my boogie got hard. Shout, hey, bubbery bob.
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 Yes, my baby knows. There's a little red rooster, she's a big red hen. Ruffle up your feathers, let Pop flip it in. Shout, hey, bubbery bob.
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 Yes, my baby knows. Out in the crab first, sitting so bold. Gonna get me some of the old knot holes. Out, hey, bubbery bob.
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 Yes, my baby knows. Out in the crapper, sitting on the lot. The green flies are buzzing and I'm getting damn hot. Hey, bubbery bob.
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 Yes, my baby knows. Now roses are red, ready for plucking. I got a gal.
Oh,
ready.
No, you ain't.
Shout, hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
That's my gal.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Yes, my baby knows. Now belly to belly and skin to skin. Got two little things working out and in. Shout, hey, bubbery bob.
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 Hey,
yes, my baby knows. Now my papa is a skunk, mama is a slut. My cocksucking brother's got my sister knocked up. Shout, hey, bubbery bob.
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 Yes, my baby knows. Now the cattle's in the pasture and the hog's in the corn. Granny's in the crapper blowing grandpa's horn. Shout, hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob. Yes, my baby knows. Got a brand new Chevy with a tank full of gas, mouth full of titty and a handful of ass. Shout, hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob.
Hey, bubbery bob. Yes, my baby knows.
Sit down. Don't sit down, but at least set your dogs to find him. Never mind the dogs.
I found some tracks. Come on.
There's one thing that must stop him.
I reckon so.
And that's a lady. A white lady.
Who can eat more than two eggs?
A white lady.
Bob?
Friends, that was Cut It Out by Tom and Joe. And in fact, the music in the background that I'm using for credits this show, this background music is by Tom and Joe. They have this marvelous CD called Yellow Stucco House. You can get more information about Tom and Joe by emailing. There's no website, but you can email Tom or Joe at bdeborculo@yahoo.com. That's B-D-E-B-O-R-C-U-L-O. bdeborculo@yahoo.com. And before that, friends, we heard some Lemur. And now, more Hour of Slack.
Like when you screw some bitch, man, and they laugh, you know, and they laugh harder, and when you know what, when we fuck, you know, they laugh, and you kill them, you know, man, you can't do nothing, man, they're there, and you can't kick a fucking dog, and they're behind you, and they're kicking, man, and his stomachs, and it's like Bob.
That was Roberto De La Rosa, thanks to the great, late David Boone.
From PR News in Washington, I'm designed to extort big settlements from PR News. The nation's Roman Catholic bishops, fueled by big cars, cigarettes, painkillers, and alcohol, killed 20 people and wounded dozens.
The church paid $158 to PR News. On the plus side, the church's cockwashing is safe.
President Bush would take droughts away from federal judges and put them into the hands of PR News. Wholesale prices rose by 3/10, 7/8, 5/58. PR News marred the holy news in Washington.
From PR News in Washington, I'm pledging to try to get unmanned surveillance aircraft to spy on deaf mammals accused of opening fire with an assault-style rifle that can simplify Israel's transfer of Jericho to PR News.
Yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan told Congress,
"Give a person who makes $6.50 an hour another baby, and they're going to feed on it."
A Greenspan update there by Fernandinande Lemur. And now, Doctors for Bob.
"And will you come over, bringing those long things I like?
Them long and slender things over by Bob's place.
Oh, some of them are only 13 years old.
Cause y'all gonna fixin' to say something about Bob?
That was Bob we were singing about.
I think that was Bob. If you're talking about your straight Bob, your righteous Bob, your true Bob, your Bob that is there and yet, well, I'd still be here and so would you."
"This is true."
"So, I guess there's nothing but we can do but sing about Bob."
"No, Bob, you're getting to be a pretty big fella."
"Yes, sir, maybe this is a good idea, chance for us to have a little talk."
"Why, sure, Dad, what's cooking?"
"Yeah, you mind if I smoke in your room?"
"Oh, I know, Dad, go ahead."
"Oh, thanks. Remember the last time we talked about this old body of ours, Bob?"
Yeah, I remember, Dad."
"No. Remember, well, to begin with, you ought to know the medical terms for certain parts of the body. But when a doctor speaks of the male organ, he calls it a... Well, son...
You mean the electric razor?"
No, you rascal. No, Bob. Well, what I'm talking about now is the fluid."
"That's wrong, isn't it? I mean..."
"Oh, no, son. It's not at all wrong. You see, the body manufactures that fluid all the time. And when the supply becomes too great, as it does sometimes, nature opens a sort of a safety valve in your sleep and it passes off. Now, one of these nights, before very long, you may find that some of it passes off in your sleep. Your mother would probably have a fit. She just had the curtains washed.
Oh, here's a match. Your pipe's gone out again.
Well, thanks.
Gee, our bodies are complicated, aren't they, Dad?
Oh, you bet. More complicated than the biggest dynamo ever built.
Oh, but, Dad, why do fellas get these...
You know what happens when you stuff yourself with cake and cokes until you're ready to pop.
Sure, I get a stomachache.
You bet. God made the desire of it so that we'd be sure to get our vitamins each day.
Golly, the way he figured everything out.
Yeah, he sure did. But always remember this, son. Well, son, so closely has God connected our emotions with our bodies that... Remember that you can always knock them kicking with a simple 1-2 punch. Get it?
I got it, Dad.
Fine. Now, if you have any questions, come and tell me, bud. Ouch. With a confounded back of mine.
Come on, Dad. Let's go.
Bob's dad there. Thanks to Reverend Chain Smirker for that particular cut. And now, friends, Lemurian news. A listener or downloader noted lately that, for the first time, that all lemur cuts of all kinds are 3 seconds long, or 13, or 23 seconds, or 33 seconds, or 43 seconds long. Always in tune with the mathematically perfect 13013, the number of Bob, the main number of Bob. I had never noticed that about lemur stuff, and you'd think I would, but, well, we all have our strange obsessions, you know.
From PR News in Washington, I'm plotting to assassinate religious patients till 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. In stocks, 174, 10,000, 6, 11, 28 to 2030. It's been a dramatic day for PR's brain-damaged president in February.
Persistent PR News state.
More than 170 people have ended their lives since PR News took effect in Washington.
Transmission. I can hear the sound.
Me too, friends. That was UFO Phil. And you can download... Actually, you should look at UFO Phil's website, which is, believe it or not, UFOPhil.com. That's UFOPhil.com. He's got... UFO Phil seems to be helping the Church of the Subgenius by distracting the others, so that in the event of Omega Contingency Plan C, they'll be too distracted. The less said, the better. Anyway, you should look at UFOPhil.com. The hideous noise that came after Lemur's PR News earlier was from a Poo Water Towel, the band that I'm in with Princess We Are Doe. And now... more news.
From PR News in Washington, I'm probably preparing to probe Prime Minister's priests in PR's Palestinian pain prison. The head of a Senate panel came on the Minnesota Republican Today on Wall Street. The Dow threatened to retaliate.
Did you read about that woman, the 80-year-old woman that was about to get raped? She was on crutches, and the only thing that stopped her was the fact that she'd been...
Yeah, that's where I quit.
Cancer, and she had cancer, and she... was taking radiation, and it made her assailant unable to penetrate her. So he beat her with a crutch.
Are you kidding?
Nice guy, huh?
Oh, God. This is a crooked and perverse nation.
And a guy like that, to me, they should do nothing less than draw and quarter him.
Well, televised draw and quarter him.
Or worse yet, they should torture him for months before they kill him, mm-hmm. You know?
And every week they... tune in and show a little footage.
Flayed alive.
Flayed alive.
Flayed alive.
It's coming. You can look for televised executions by the late 80s. It has got to stop.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's just, it seems like the dangerous weirdos are outnumbering the harmless weirdos now.
Uh-huh.
It's given a bad name for all weirdos.
Well, they teach them that shit in public school now.
When Bob takes over, that'll be no more. I think what they should do is the guys that rape women, they should cut off their dick and balls in both arms and let them go through society that way. Because then he couldn't ever hit an old lady again.
Yeah, that's right.
He could just...
That's right. They could cut his dick off. He could still go out sort of raping him.
Yeah, and he could shove them their crutch up there. Yeah, you know.
That crutch, yeah, right.
I think the... cut their arms off, and then brand on their forehead, "I used to beat little old ladies." Then they would be subject to whatever ridicule society gave them and unable to do a thing about it.
Let every man be the judge, jury, and executioner. And let each criminal's works be known!
That's right. That is right. Branded on their forehead. I mean, for heinous crime.
Right, I mean, just some pilfering, you know, maybe the end of your little finger or something.
Chop off the front half of your foot.
Or a certain degree of voltage for a certain period of time, or a trip on some mind drug that's guaranteed to make you see Satan's minions.
Or put them on some amusement park rides for weeks.
Like, or give them a disease.
Yeah,
a really, really awful rabies, and then give them shots for it.
Yeah.
Man, they put them in a closet,
those
full of rabid bats.
Those dirty guys haven't even touched the surface of the things they could do.
I know it, man. It'd have to be pretty strictly regulated, because you get people that became guards like that and became torturers just because they liked it.
Yeah.
Because they liked to inflict pain rather than because they
liked
to.
You have to screen the people out and make and have the ones that really don't want it happening. Yeah. They really hate inflicting pain to do it.
Yeah.
For course, that would people bump them out.
Right, yeah. Well, you just get people who are into the technical thing. Yeah. They were into studying how many neuron signals.
Like researchers, you know?
Yeah.
Like the kind of guys that, there's a research doctor for a laboratory, and he's used to cutting monkeys' heads open while they're alive and stuff like that.
It's no big deal. I mean, he cuts their vocal cords so they can't scream. I think Bob would go along with most of that.
I mean, I'm not for this, hey, man, do your own thing.
Or kill me.
Which, or kill me. Maybe quite a lot of you could get a short-duration marriage.
Either fuck you or kill me.
That is,
why?
No, that will stop a spiritual penalty for short
fuck me or kill me, baby. I mean, one or the other.
Somebody shut up.
I've got to shut
up. Shit or kill me.
That there sounds like a good idea.
They're talking real dirty. Eating my shit and killing yourself.
Always talking dirty.
That was Baby Philo, Baby Stang, and the late baby, Dr. X, in 1980. Old-timey friends from Media Barrage number 3. And now, baby Mark Hundahl.
Hi. Have I got something for you? This is the one and only Mojo Bag. And with this, you don't need no long hair or cool cigarettes or cool guy shades, because you could have any woman you want with the Mojo Bag. And you don't need no knife or gun, because ain't nobody can hurt you when you got the Mojo Bag. But you, too, can have the one and only Mojo Bag. Yeah, I give it to you for, I guess, about $8. Accept no substitutes. But one word of caution. One word of caution. Don't you never look inside the Mojo Bag. Because it got the juju, and that is hot stuff.
Friends, we're coming up on show number 1,000. That's right, Hour of Slack number 1,000. And we would like to have a compilation of your comments. Yes, listener comments about the Hour of Slack. And heck, make it about the whole Church of the Subgenius if you want, because really it's our 25-year anniversary coming up. 25 years since Bob's word was made public. On January 1st of 2005, that was really our 25th year anniversary, but we didn't notice. So, friends, if you have something interesting to say about your favorite or most hated Hour of Slack, or something it did, or how anything interesting about it and you, you can write it and email it to me, and Dave or me or Princess Wee will read it. Make it a couple of paragraphs. Make it no more than a minute long. Or you can send us an MP3. That's stang@subgenius.com is the email address. You can find that on subgenius.com if you forget it. You can also find our address, which I will give you now if you need to submit something or whatever. The Subgenius Foundation is at a Post Office Box 181... 417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Once again, that's box 181417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio, and the zip code is 44118. The background music is by Tom and Joe, Yellow Stucco House. And now,
from PR News in Washington, I'm sentenced to PR News in Washington. Again on Wall Street, PR's Putin killed at least 4 people outside PR's nightclub at a British base in Germany.
Another soldier was forced to simulate sexual PR News, tied up, lying on the ground.
PR's brain damage judge has refused to grant an indefinite feeding tube
because it partly obstructed PR News.
In a case that has attracted virtually no media attention, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stole a cross from the Pomona campus
and the revenue base.
Instead of calling the police, the school dragged the cross back to the Harvey Mudd campus, where the 11-foot cross was set ablaze.
School administrators stated that the cross burning was to intimidate and oppress people of Claremont colleges.
Lemur did it, friends. But now a piece of music by Sko Auslander. Reverend Sko Auslander did the next piece. It's called the Roy Batty Blitzkrieg Prodigal Son Remix. And I know how Roy feels here.
I want more life. Fucker.
Fiery the angels fell. Deep thunder rolled around their shores, burning in the fire. If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes. Nothing the god of biomechanics wouldn't let you in heaven for. I've done questionable things. Also extraordinary things. Never anyone done. If only you could see what I've seen in your eyes.
Wake up. Time to die.
If only you could see what I've seen in your eyes.
Quite an experience to live in fear, isn't it?
That's what it is to be a slave. If only you could see what I've seen in your eyes.
Nothing is worse than having an itch you can never scratch.
I want more life. Fucker.
Quite an experience to live in fear, isn't it? That's what it is to be a slave.
For God's sake, wait! Listen to me! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From PR News in Washington, I'm still in the hospital in Rome recovering from PR's PR. The Bush administration is again targeting ordinary Arabs familiar with a coal mine outside a hotel in Somalia. Pope John Paul II shot an American cardinal for Ash Wednesday, which marks the traditional period of bloodshed and reflection that culminates with PR News in Washington.
From PR News in Washington, I'm likely to stay modest for the immediate future. Pope John Paul II has approved legislation that would help protect unscrupulous federal judges. Catholic Church officials aren't saying yet when the 84-year-old pontiff will return to his class action lawsuits. President Bush continued his gene therapy experiment that killed a patient.
Friends, you're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, number 985, a rerun of Media Barrage 3, partially. More is at www.subgenius.com.
Everything's possible with
Bob.
There's really only one solution.
Bob.
Everything's possible with
Bob.
So call 13-013. There's no
Bob.
That's 13-013. Call
Bob.
We're the sickest people I know.
Well, I'm not.
But what's wrong with you?
Really?
I'm not part of this.
Yeah. Fucking revisionist.
Yeah.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
Once a schism started, there are all sorts of schisms starting.
Really?
Schisms are fast.
Kill them if they can't take a joke, man.
They're all false prophets. Don't give me this denounced all prophets bullshit. Fuck this tape.
Yeah, fuck this tape.
Fuck this tape.
Very, very juvenile.
From PR News in Washington, I'm kind of bakery in Baghdad, intentionally withholding information about PR News in France.
He'll be charged with raising money. A dangerous new type of space shuttle mission has emerged in New York City and caused at least 3 traffic deaths in the Los Angeles area alone. Democrats exploded in front of a hospital south of PR News in Washington.
Should you have comments, criticisms, or suggestions regarding the cassette book program, please forward them directly to the technical staff, Division for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress, Washington, D.C. This concludes the instructions.
This tape is copyright 1981 by the Subgenius Foundation.